USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Almost 80 million Americans are under the impact of a winter storm that's being called a bomb cyclone due to the rapid air pressure drop. Thousands of Coloradans woke up today in the dark after storms knocked out power lines, grounded flights, and buried highways in snow. The storm is packing damaging winds and tornadoes in the Midwest and South. A Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that gunmaker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett pleaded not guilty in a Chicago courtroom today to 16 counts stemming from an alleged hate crime hoax. The Cook County State's attorney asked Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson to turn over the probe to the FBI. The Senate is expected to vote on a plan that would block President Trump's emergency declaration to build a wall at the southern border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The vote could be a setback for Mr. Trump, who even while running for office, promised to build the wall. Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells us, wall or not, he's concerned over what we know is already coming over the border.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
I'm John Clemens.
Alex Trebek is back to work hosting Jeopardy following the news that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story. President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get, and I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
Anyone applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use as a reference. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from account temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There were no winning tickets sold in Wednesday night's $448 million Powerball jackpot. The estimated prize for Saturday now stands at nearly $500 million. Keep in mind, though, the odds of winning that jackpot are 1 in 292 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.